Reformed Church.
I was thinking about competition, and it's a very interesting thing. Because some people would say, at least from a worldly perspective, and maybe even some Christians would say, that competition is like a healthy thing, right? I mean, it's one thing when you're actually competing in an athletic event, that you're in it, well, to win it, right? I know that's a thing, but right, you're doing it to win. That's different. But what the competition I wanted to mention to you about is more when you find yourself competing with people, either silently, where they don't even know you're competing against them, right? Or they're competing against you, or where you have this thing between people, sometimes competing against one another for position, for whatever it is, for financial gain. There's a ton of reasons why people compete. But I wanted to share with you just something very cool. And I'll read it to you. 2 Corinthians chapter 10. 2 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse number 12. I like actually the way it puts it. In the New King James Version, it says, "For we dare not class ourselves." That word classing yourself there means like to rank yourself, right? That we dare not rank ourselves. I think the literal version says rank. But it says, "For we dare not class ourselves or compare ourselves with those who commend themselves. But they measuring themselves by themselves and comparing themselves among themselves," are not wise. Now, the interesting thing there, the first thing is ranking yourself, right? In other words, ranking is like a way to classify yourself so that you would put yourself to give you some kind of a feeling of rank, of, and that's just to say a feeling of importance, right? Sometimes what you do is you compare yourself against someone or you're competing with someone because you want to have a sense of rank. You want to have a sense of class. You want to have a sense of position, whatever it is, right? The really awesome, awesome thing, and it's just something I might share with you on Sunday. I'm not sure how that's going to go. Because sometimes you just, you feel, oh man, like this is so awesome. And then by the time Sunday comes around, like the Lord has you on something totally different. But one of the main things that, the Lord keeps bringing me back to is how awesome it is to, when you're dealing with something, let's say like we're talking about now, competition. It really applies to anything. But going back to the cross, right? When you're trying to classify or rank yourself or looking for position, even in an innocent sense where you don't feel you're doing it maliciously, but that's what you're doing nonetheless, right? You're competing with someone or you're trying to obtain some kind of class or rank. What you're forgetting is the class and the rank that you already possess, right? I mean, obviously, we've already hit the ceiling as far as rank and position go, right? We have been made as Christ is. We're seated with him in heavenly places, right? We have the same position of son that he has, a sonship that he has. So when you lose sight of your sonship and you lose sight of your position in Christ, then you begin, right, to try to find, and people talk about it in many ways, like identity or different things, but you try to class yourself or rank yourself. And that's why scripture says there, it says, "For we dare not class ourselves or compare ourselves," right? Because it's the same thing. Comparing yourself or classing yourself or ranking yourself is the same thing. When he says there about comparing ourselves, another way to look at that, the first piece of that was ranking yourself, but comparing yourself is also, this is really interesting. I really thought, honestly, I had never, none of this stuff had occurred to me until the Lord started sharing some stuff with me, but judging yourself in connection to another, right? When you compare yourself with someone, you're judging yourself. In other words, you are saying, I am who I am because I am either more or less than that person, right? So you compare against someone and you feel inferior, then that means they've become your measure, right? You're comparing yourself against that person, so you're saying I'm less than them or I feel less than them. So there now you're judging yourself not according to who the Lord has said you are, not according to whom he says you are and whom he knows you are. You're looking at somebody and you're judging yourself in connection to them instead of judging yourself in connection to the one that you're actually connected to, right? Who's in you, who is how you should judge yourself, right? No one knows the Lord. No one knows the Lord. No one knows the mind of God except the Spirit in him, right? No one knows you, right, except somebody that would know him, right? So whenever you judge yourself, we should only ever be ranking or judging ourselves based on who we already are, right? We don't have to think more about ourselves or our own ability, but it's a cool thing when you look at it in that light, that what is it that comparison does? You judge yourself always in connection with somebody else, right? Which is a horrible practice, right? Because you're so much more, right? And if you're looking at a believer, you are as they are. So you should both be looking at the Lord, right? So it's a really cool thing, right? Comparing yourself is to judge yourselves in connection with another, right? Really cool. The latter part that he says there in that same verse, he says measuring themselves by themselves, which is like you're measuring your ability by just what you see in yourself, right? Naturally speaking, right? Or measuring themselves or comparing themselves among themselves, he says, is not wise. So to measure yourself is just another little slant on the judge, but it's you could be measuring ability, right? Like what I have is what I see, if you're just looking at yourself. Or what I have or what I can't have is based on what you see in somebody else, right? Instead, right, obviously going back to the same exact idea, to measure what you have based on the glory of Christ, right? That's awesome, right? Because now you're beholding the glory of the Lord and you're seeing that you have everything he has, right? So it, you know, in summary, really, sometimes what we forget when we get into this competition thing or comparing thing or, you know, just comparisons among just people. And I know we have said this before in previous messages, right? People, when you're just judging by the outside of a person, even if it's a Christian, that's a poor example of who you are, because you don't have everything that they're showing, or you don't have everything that you're not showing yourself. What you have is what Jesus has, right? So it's just a real quick shift, right, to what we should be doing obviously all along, right, is being mindful of the Lord, having our eyes on Jesus, right? And that obviously straightens out that whole thing about competition. The cool thing is, imagine what that does to your work day, right? Imagine what that does when you're working with people. And it's not about you tripping over somebody. It's not about what you making somebody look bad so that you can look good. But you can actually feel at liberty to just be at ease doing what you're doing in your job, or even among family, right? Among brothers and sisters, you know, carnal brothers and sisters and brothers and sisters in Christ. And you could be at ease allowing the Lord just to work and do. And all that time, it's not me, right? But it's Christ that lives in me, right? The last thing that I'll share with you just in connection with this is when you are competing with someone, right? You're competing because you're looking for victory, right? And the last thing that I'll tell you is that then we've forgotten the victory that we already possess in Christ, right? 1 John 5:4, I'll read to you verse 4 and verse 5, and we'll stop here just in relation to the victory that we have. He says, for whatever is born of God overcomes the world. Like, that's an awesome thing. You've already overcome the world because you have been born of God, right? You possess that sonship already. You're his and he's yours. And this is the victory. This is that's the victory he wants to get your eyes on, right? Not the victory that we think, the seeming victory that we think we get from competing with someone for a position or for a claim or for whatever, the adoration of people or a lot of other stuff. But this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith, right? Who is he who overcomes the world but he who believes that Jesus is the Son of God? Which right there, obviously, you know, the Lord qualifies us completely, qualifies you entirely to say, you know, the victory that you have is the victory that I've already won and gained for you. So we don't have to compare ourselves among people. We don't have to measure our ability by just looking at ourselves or someone else. And you surely don't have to then look for a victory when you're already victorious, right? You really see that all of that is just, you know, the way Scripture talks about short-sightedness. You know, you forget the victory you have. You forget the position that you already hold. You know, and sometimes when you know, if you're a CEO, you know, but you feel like a clerk, right? Then you know, you talk like a clerk and you act like a clerk, right? But and you speak, you carry yourself that way. But when you you know, when you're a CEO and you know you're a CEO, right? Then and that's, let's say that's the tip of the iceberg, right? That's as high as you can get. You're not trying to achieve anything. You're already there, right? When we know the position that we have in the Lord, when we know that He's already made us, you know, kings and priests, people that rule, people that reign, people that have already have not only the position, but then the ability in Christ to be able to execute that office. You know, that's a cool thing to see you in light of that and keep staring at that. And then all the other, you know, it would almost be almost the rest of the piddly stuff that you have to do that's not really, I say piddly, but it's still reigning, right? It's still all the things that you can do day to day that is just leveraging the power that you have by the Spirit of God to be able to allow God to reign in every single area and acknowledging Him in all your ways. Then that just becomes such an ease and such an enjoyable thing, right? And then competition, all that stuff, you know what? The Lord's going to prosper you anyway, right? Like we don't even have to work our way up the ladder, right? We're already on top of the ladder, right? He's just exposing on the outside by His Spirit, right? And prosper us that way. So, and people then begin to see the asset that you are. People begin to see the how you bring prosperity to a company, how you make things work. You know, everything they assign to you seems to flourish, you know. It's just a very cool thing, all the stuff the Lord can do when you're depending on Him and not yourself.
We hope you enjoyed this message from Reformed Church. If you have, please share this with someone else and help us get this uncommon truth out to the world. If you'd like to support this good news, you can do so at reformchurch.com/give. Also on our website, you can take advantage of our free messages, articles, and even full discipleship courses. Start reforming your mind now at reformchurch.com.